Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We are now in Masech Chulin Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Bet, in the middle of the Amud, about to analyze the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and his dispute with the Chachamim as to when the prohibition of Gid HaNasheh was given and took effect. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Alom Bnei Yaakov, etc. So the fuller representation of Chachamim's responses, Tanya. In this bright Yaakov, the Torah does not say, and therefore Bnei Yaakov do not eat Gid HaNasheh. Now, if you look in the Torah, that's not the case. Bnei Yisrael are called Bnei Yisrael when they go down to Mitzrayim. Elish from Bnei Yisrael Hayodim Mitzrayma. In Parshat Vayigash, and as we'll see at the end of Bereishit, when they bury, well, here where they bring him down, it says B'Sinai Nemar Elish Nechtav Mekomo Lidam Eizatam Nesar Lahem. But to finish Chacham's presentation, they say that it says Bnei Yisrael only at Har Sinai, and therefore we know that when it says Al Kein Lechlu Bnei Yisrael Gid HaNasheh, that means it was only prohibited to them at Har Sinai. When they're first called Bnei Yisrael, it was written in Bereishit in order to explain what the reason was for the Isur. Now, Meitiv Rava challenges Chachamim, and that is, Vayisu Bnei Yisrael Yaakov Avihem. When Bnei Yisrael took Yaakov down to Mitzrayim, it said they calls them Bnei Yisrael. The answer is Lachar Maaseh. That is after this event. Meaning, as for the Amar Leirav Acha Bered Rava Lavashi, Smehai Shata Litzar. So maybe the prohibition kicked in at that point. In other words, we'll accept something in the middle. Maybe when he was only Yaakov and they were only called Bnei Yaakov, the prohibition doesn't start. But the minute they're called Bnei Yisrael, maybe it starts. So Amalei Chitorah Pamim Pamim Nitna. What you want? Why would the prohibition be given at that point when they went to Mitzrayim? It doesn't make any sense. In other words, there's only two possibilities. Either the prohibition kicked in when the event happened at the wrestling match, that can't be because of Bnei Yisrael, and they're not called that then, or it happened in Har Sinai. But there's no reason to say that the prohibition of Gid HaNasheh kicked in when Bnei Yisrael suddenly went to Mitzrayim, or when they're counted on the way to Mitzrayim, or when they brought Yaakov up for burial. There's no reason to think that at some midpoint the prohibition would have kicked in. Now, why would there be any sort of prohibition before Matan Torah? So you take a look at Brit Milah, which was a mitzvah given to Avraham, and it's something that we know that Avraham practiced from that moment on, and we have every reason to think was practiced from then on, and was only re-mentioned at Har Sinai in the context of Parshat Tazria. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Avram in Achai noheg bebehema chayav of bent me'in bent ha'orin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Our same Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Elazar are of the opinion that the prohibition of Avram in Achai, which was given to the whole world, it was given to Noach on his way out of the Teva, applies to behemot, chayot, and birds, and whether or not they are kosher animals or birds. Chachamim en noheg ela b'tahorin. Chachamim meet Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar halfway and say it does apply to birds, but only those which are kosher. Which seems to be a parallel dispute along with the one that we have about Gid HaNasheh. Now, notice it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar here. I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Ushneem Mikra Chadashu. Both Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda plus Rabbi Elazar were working off of the same pasuk, seeing it differently. You have the pasuk in Parshat Re, Rak Chazak L'Tiachol Adam Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. Don't eat the blood because the blood is the life force. V'lo Tochal HaNefesh Im Basar. You can't eat the life force with meat, which literal pshat is it's prohibiting Evrim Min Achai. But they understand it as also referring as it's prohibiting Dam. But they understand it also referring to Evrim Min Achai. So therefore, since you're not allowed to eat blood with the nefesh, and the nefesh being Evar Min Achai, any animal for which you cannot eat its blood, you cannot eat its Evarim, which is Vahari Tmei Nami. You're not allowed to eat the blood of non-kosher animals also, so therefore Evar Min Achai is in. Vahari Tmei Nami, Lo Tochala Nefesh Im HaBasar is really working in a contrast. Ela basar l'chudei, the only thing you're allowed to eat is the meat, meaning kol shebasar mutar, tamen tzuvelei varav. So only those animals where you're allowed to eat the meat, and the Torah says, but you may not eat the nefesh of the meat, those are the animals where the evar min hachai is asur. V'chol she'en basar mutar, yeah, tamen tzuvelei varav. But if you're not allowed to eat the animal at all, then evar min hachai doesn't apply there. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, Ramalei Kra, but according to our entire position that we've developed about Rabbi Yehuda, why does he need this pasuk to prove his position out of Minachai? Leite Isur Eivor, Leichol al Isur Tumah. Because after all, Rabbi Yehuda has the position that if you have an Isur that was noeg to other people besides Bnei Yisrael Har Sinai, then when there's an Isur of Tumah, that Isur is so chamor that it comes in tax on. And we know that position because of his position on Gidan Asher. So say the same thing here. When we're not allowed to eat a pig, but the Isur of Avram and Achai, which is more chamor because it applies to everybody, should be added on. And the answer is Enachinami. That's true. That's his position. Chisarech Kral, Rabbi Elazar. The only reason we needed the pasuk here was for Rabbi Elazar. Now, we had a mention of Yehuda because he agrees with him in Halacha, but the pasuk was only needed for Rabbi Elazar. Tanya miyachi, Avram and Achai, noeg me machayava of bein tmeya bein tahora. We have our pasuk quoted again, or pasuk nearby. That's our pasuk. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. And notice Rabbi Yehuda is not mentioned here. So here, where it's direct midrash halacha, quoting from that pasuk and using it to define the contours of every minachai, only Rabbi Elazar is mentioned. Alright, that's exactly what we had before. Now we have a third opinion here. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ein Rohi Gala B'Behima Tohra Bilvad. Evman Achai only applies to Behima Tohra. It's only really to the flock and to the herd. Amar Rav Shmuel, Amar Rav Chista. Now, the analysis of these three opinions, V'itema Rav Yosef, Pasuk Rav Yosef said it, V'amrila Rav Barshila, Amar Rav Chista, V'itema Rav Yosef, V'amrila Rav Barshimi, Amar Rav Chista, V'itema Rav Yosef. So what we have is one of three later Amoraim repeating in the name of Rav Chista or Pasuk Rav Yosef, my time of the Rav Meir. Why does Rav Meir say only Behemat Tahora has the Isur of Evi Minachai? I'm a kra because two psukim earlier it says v'zavachta b'mkarcha mitzoncha, you will slaughter your herd and your flock, and a pasuk and a half later, or two psukim later, it says do not eat the nefeshim of basar. So which basar is the referent? Basar bakar and son. Amrav gidol amarav machloket pi Yisrael. So they said that this machloket about whether it applies to behemat tohorat or also to tmeyah. The only issue is for Jews. Aval beben Noach, a non-Jew, who is allowed to eat chazer, allowed to eat, but is not allowed to eat minachai, divra komuzar latmein kitohorin. It is certainly forbidden from eating evim minachai from pigs and camels and horses, just like from sheep and cows. Tananam Yachav, bright to support that evim minachai ben Noach muzar alav, alatmein kitohorim. So you have a clear brayta that says that Bnei Noach have the prohibition of Evrim and Achai applying to all animals, and Israel only have it applying to Tehorin, which would be like Chachamim. In Kedamri Tehora, some people's version of the brayta was Enomuzar Elala Tehora, in the singular feminine, which then is Reb Meir, meaning it's referring to Behema Tehora. Some people have the version that we have, Tehorim, for Rabbanan, because it's then applying to Behema Chaya and Oph, and because of the multiplicity, it's in the plural, and also because of Oph, it's in the masculine plural. Okay. Amar Shizvi, Afanan Amitanen, we have support for this. Achal Evrim and Achai, Mimena. Now, Mimena, the context here is an Oph Tameh, a non-kosher bird. If you ate Evrim and Achai, Mimena, Eno Sofei Garbaim, you do not get makot, ve'ein shchita metaharata, and shchita will not cleanse it. Now, b'mai, what are we talking about? If we're talking about a Jew, pshita de ein shchita matarata. It's a no-brainer that just because you shechted an ostrich doesn't make it a kosher bird. So elolav ben bnei noach. So it must be talking about bnei noach. Michlal da'asur. So you see that he is not allowed to eat the an aver min achai from a non-kosher bird. Even though it's not kosher, he is prohibited. The only problem is the language enos sofeg arba'im makes it sound like he is a candidate for makot, and of course a non-Jew is not. So Mani Rapatish Rami Resha Seifa, he identified a contradiction between the Resha and Seifa because of the Makot. Umashani Resha b'Yisrael v'Seifa ben Noach. He said the Resha, Eino Sofeg Arba'im, is referring to a Jew. You don't get Makot for eating Eiv Min HaChai from a non-kosher bird. Ein Shechita Metarata is applying to the non-Jew, saying that it does not make it, okay that he ate the Eiv Min HaChai from this bird and then afterwards shechted it. Doesn't fix anything. Now, Amar Rav, Eiv Min HaChai Tzarich Kazayit. So Rav then introduces this idea that in order to violate Eiv Min HaChai, which by the way means eating a full limb, you only violate it if you ate a full Kazayit. My Tam Achil Aktiva Beit. The moment of Shalot Ochelu, Lot Ochal Nafashim of Asar, as we saw. Since it's Achila, as we saw earlier with Rabbi Yehuda's position about Gid HaNasheh, therefore you only violate it if you ate a Kazayit. Meiti Rav Amram, look at Rav Amram's challenge. Achal Ev Minachai Mimana, Eino Sofeg At Arba'im, Ein Shechita Metaharata. Now, we have this statement that we just encountered, that if you ate Ev Minachai of it, an Of Tamei, you don't get Makot. Now that means that the piece that we're talking about is big enough that you could get makot. So if you're calling it Eiv Min HaChai, according to you, Rav, it should be kazayit, and because you're calling it Eiv Min HaChai, so it's a full Eiv that's a kazayit, and you say you don't get makot because it is a non-kosher bird. But if you ate a kazayit of a non-kosher bird, forget about the fact that it's alive. You ate a non-kosher bird, you should get makot for that. So the answer is Karab Rav Nachman, as we'll see in a few minutes. Rav Nachman explained a parallel piece by saying Mashu Basar Gidin Vatsamot. What we're talking about is an aver that is in some a kazayit, but some of that is tendons and bones, and there is not a kazayit of meat. You only get makot for eating a non-kosher bird if you ate a kazayit of meat of the non-kosher bird. So Rav could still be sustained and say that Eiver Min HaChai is defined as an Eiver which is kazayit, but it doesn't have to be a kazayit of meat. It could be a kazayit of composite meat and other stuff. Okay, Toshma, second challenge, to Amar Rav. Rav himself said, Achal Tzipor Torah, if you ate a kosher bird, Becha Yeha B'chol Shehu, if you ate it while it's alive, you're loka if you ate the smallest amount, kol shehu. Mitata b'kazayit. If you ate it when it died, as an avela, then you're loka if you ate a kazayit. Utmeyav, a non-kosher bird, men v'cheyav, mitata b'chol shehu. But our concern is the first line there. So how could you say that you get makot for eating a live bird if you eat kol shehu? You just said you need a kazayit. The answer is, achanam mashu basar gidim atzamot. Again, kol shehu doesn't mean any amount. It means that there was less than a kazayit of meat, but a total kazayit of the aver. Toshma, natal tzipor she'en bo kazayit v'achalo. If he, presumably here Azav was bringing this for his con, because it's the context, but if he took a tzipor, which is tahor, doesn't have a kazayit, and he ate it, Rebbe Poter v'rabalos Rebbe Shimon v'chayev. So he ate a whole bird that's less than a kazayit, a tiny little bird. Machloket, whether you're chayav. And watch the arguments back and forth. So Rabbi Lozov Shimon argues and says that if you are chayav for eating just one aver of it, you're certainly chayav for eating the whole thing. Now, if you choked it, meaning it became a nevela, and then ate it, everybody agrees you need a kazayit. For to be over on nevela, you need a kazayit. Now, on kamapligi ella de marsava chayala ivarimo meret, to marsava bachayala of the ivarimo meret. The machloket Rebbe and Rabbi Lozov Shimon is simply if when it's alive, you look at it as a composite of ivarim, and therefore, the kal vachomer works. If you're chayiv for one aver, you're certainly chayiv for all the avarim. Or no, you don't look at it that way, and if you just took a chunk out of it, then you ate the whole thing, that's not called aver min achai. That's Rebbe. But everybody agrees that you don't need a kazayit because we're talking about a bird which is in some less than a kazayit, and you're chayiv, possibly. So Rav Nachman Rashi Basar Gidim Atzamot. That's where Rav Nachman originally said it. We're talking about a case where the entire bird was less than a kazayit, but the Evarim were a kazayit, if you count the other stuff, the tendons and the bones. Now me, committed to Bechule, like Bekazayit Basar, Bechad Evar, eat kazayit, Mashu Gosar Gidim Atzamot. How could you ever have such a thing? Does such a thing exist? Such a bird exist? Where there is not a total of kazayit basar in the whole bird, but one wing or one leg has a kazayit if you include the other stuff. The answer is Rav Shravya in Bekalnita, a particular kind of bird, maybe a seabird, which is called a kalnita, which is very, very skinny, and therefore has very little meat on it, but its evarim are big enough. So wait a second, how could be a kalnita that's not a kosher bird? The end of that braita, Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon agreed that if you choked it and became an avela, then you do need a kazayit for the violation. Kalnita of tamehu, but a kalnita is an of tameh. If you have a rav tameh ben b'chayav ben mitatav mashu, Rav already telegraphed for us that if it's an of tameh, you need only mashu to violate. And here he's saying you need a kazayit. Ela ke'ein kalnita. It must be that it is not really a kalnita. It's a kosher bird that's like a kalnita in its weight. And volume. Okay, Amar Rava, Imtim Salomar Savar Rebbe Machshavet Ochlin Shma Machshava. So now, Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon both seem to say that whatever it is you think about the bird defines it, and the question is, what's the default thinking? Rebbe says the default thinking is you don't look at it as a bunch of Evarim, therefore eating the whole thing is not considered Evarim in Achai. Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon says, yes, it is. So, Rava says that if Rebbe would hold that you really could determine it yourself, then, then if you looked at this bird and said, I'm going to eat it, Evar Evar, which means you're already looking at it as a composite of Evarim, and ate the whole thing, then you would be Chayav. So I'm a rabbi, Rabbi says, how could you have such a thing where if somebody else ate it, he wouldn't be Chayav, but if you ate it, you'd be Chayav? So I'm a rabbi, Ravu said, that's exactly what it is. Each person would be chayiv or not chayiv based on how their attitude towards this bird is. Because if you look at this bird as being just a big bird, and a small bird, but one single bird, and not a composite of Evarim, in that case, then you wouldn't be chayiv for Evarim Minachai. And if somebody else looked at it differently, he would be. V'yamarav. And now flip it. Imtim Salam Rasav Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon Machshavet Ochlin Shema Machshava. And if you'll agree that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon also says that you can determine your intent will determine what this bird is. So if you suddenly instead intended to looked at it as I'm going to eat this bird after it's dead, and I'm not looking at it as Evarim, and then you changed your mind and ate the whole thing, you'd be patur. Because again, you're now looking at it not as Evarim. So I ask the same question, but in a sense it's stronger. Because so if somebody else, based on those of Shimon, would just do the default thought, which is Evarim, and eat it, he'd be chayav. And this guy thought, no, I'm going to eat it after I shecht it, which means he didn't think about it as Evarim. And therefore he went and ate it, so he'd be patur. So I'm like, Zalfi Machshavto, Zalfi Machshavto. Exactly, everybody, according to their own Machshava. Of course, that's only if you allow for Machshavat Ochlin Shema Machshava. Okay, we'll pause at this point and continue with the final podcast in the seventh parak. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.